Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All this single-use PPE is creating a huge medical waste problem. Two private equity firms buy Athena Health, and there's a small window for patients to get the benefits of the new coronavirus antiviral pills. It's all coming up on today's episode of Gist Healthcare Daily. It's Tuesday, November 23rd, and I'm Alex Olgan with Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. Two private equity firms announced plans to purchase electronic health record company Athena Health for $17 billion. Bain Capital and Hellman & Friedman are buying the Watertown, Massachusetts-based company from private equity firms Veritas Capital and Evergreen Coast Capital. The deal is set to be completed in the first quarter of next year. Athena Health, which works with more than 140,000 ambulatory care providers across the country, is one of the largest EHR companies, behind Cerner Corporation and Epic Systems. This is just the latest of the big-ticket healthcare tech deals this year. Some of the big ones were United Health Group's bid to buy Change Healthcare for $13 billion, and in June, multiple PE companies announced plans to buy medical supply giant Medline Industries for more than $30 billion. Antiviral drugs for COVID by Merck and Pfizer are showing great promise. In trials, they were both found to reduce hospitalizations and prevent deaths from COVID-19 in unvaccinated adults. These good results are based on people taking the pills between 3 to 5 days after COVID symptoms start, because the medication works by disrupting the virus's replication process in the body. So in order for this treatment to be effective, people will need to recognize that they have COVID symptoms, get a test and results, and get the script all within this short window. The country still hasn't mastered a quick, efficient, and affordable testing strategy. At-home tests are expensive and aren't as reliable as the gold standard PCR tests. And depending on the ebb and flow of cases, it can take days to get an appointment and a test result. As Kaiser Health News reports, there are similar antiviral pills for the seasonal flu that are effective if given early in the course of the illness. But research finds that less than half of high-risk patients actually got medical care within a few days of getting sick. Both Pfizer and Merck have applied to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization, and a decision could come as early as the end of the month. British regulators approved the Merck drug earlier in November, and the European Union's drug regulator recommended its use on Friday. We've all seen the dirty masks on the street or in parks. With everyone using masks, gloves, and sanitizing wipes to avoid catching COVID, the world has seen a surge in this medical trash. The littered trash is not just an eyesore. Birds are getting caught in masks, or they're ending up entangling seals and sea turtles. Researchers in China and California estimate that 193 countries have created more than 8 million tons of pandemic waste. As the New York Times reported, there are some efforts to contain the litter and find ways to recycle the materials. Some beaches in Chile have trash cans designated for masks. The Canadian government is looking to fund recycling alternatives or compostable PPE. But it's not just the masks and gloves from people's homes that are creating a problem. There has been a dramatic increase in medical waste from hospitals, doctors' offices, and pharmacies. Think about all of those swabs for the billions of COVID tests, or the needles and syringes syringes for all the COVID vaccines. When COVID was at its peak in Wuhan, China, the city had about 250 tons of medical waste a day, six times as much as pre-pandemic. Wuhan created a new medical waste plant to handle the increase in materials. In the U.S., much of the pandemic waste is ending up in landfills. Early in the pandemic, this trash problem took a backseat to concerns about getting sick. But as we know more about transmission and the disease becomes endemic, it will become much more imperative for us to figure out how to deal with our pandemic-related waste. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, COVID vaccine makers were trading up on Monday. Moderna was up 7.2%, BioNTech was up 11%, and Pfizer was up 0.8%. The broader healthcare sector was down about 0.5%. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.